Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE News Time, 823, newsmaker, two-time here today. Visit Emporia Director Leland Daines, a busy man, and we're talking about All Veterans Tribute to lead off things here this morning.
Leland, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing fantastic.
Good deal. Well, glad to have you on, Leland, as we really get set to put veterans and military service personnel front and center for not only really the next couple of weeks, but really for the next month here with All Veterans Tribute activities.
Well, I think it really makes a statement as who we are as a community, what we value as the founding city of Veterans Day. It's more than just a day for us here in Emporia, I believe. I think it's a way of life. And so it would only stand to reason that there's activities throughout the month of November and certainly beyond on some occasions. So that means there's a lot for people to know about what's going on here coming up.
Well, and there really is. When we really kick things off with the USD 252 Honor Flight, that just coincide with our veterans activities here as they are in Washington, D.C. as we speak. So we salute all those veterans. Hope they're enjoying their trip to see all the monuments. It's a special time with that honor flight each and every year. Twice a year they do that with USD 252. Well, Leland, I know the activities are aplenty. Where would you like to start?
Well, I suppose we ought to start chronologically. Stands to reason, and things really kick off starting today. The Veteran Artist Gallery exhibit at the Emporia Arts Center is now available with the artist reception, the opening reception taking place this Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. For people who want to get moving, the Freedom Fest events are this Saturday, November 5th. And for folks not familiar, this is really a series of events throughout the day, right? There are so many. There's probably a dozen activities that a person could choose to participate in, from running, walking, riding, ruck challenges, to disc golf, even to the Cottonwood River Bridge Assault reenactment. So there will be a demonstration by the 101st Airborne Dog Company there at the All Veterans Memorial. That's at 2 p.m. I think that's going to be really interesting and entertaining to see. So Saturday, certainly a lot going on, thanks to the Freedom Fest Committee, of course. Steve Harmon and his crew do an amazing job.
They really do amazing work, and they put a lot into this. And as Leland mentioned, there are all kinds of activities. You know, there are numerous rides to take part in, different various lengths. And also, there's also a veteran's ride to OPI that will benefit the Honor Flight specifically. But there's all kinds of run lengths, too, and there's walk distances that vary. And there's two dynamic disc tee times coming up at 9 and noon on Saturday. And as Leland mentioned, the Cottonwood River Bridge Assault will be happening at 2 p.m. And we need to mention, too, as part of that, the Spur Challenge for those who really want to get after it. Running, riding, and then doing a Spur Challenge fitness, military fitness test at the end, all under a certain time to be able to pick up a spur. So there's plenty to do.
Right. I guess that's an Emporia version of a triathlon.
That's
right
it.
There.
Pretty close to that. And, if it was... go ahead.
Well, I was going to say there's little reason for folks not to participate, and I'll tell you what, having served on that committee in the past and knowing the members of that committee, if there's something missing that maybe excites somebody, all they need to do is go to Steve Harmon and that crew, and I'm sure they'll bring it to life for you. So there's a lot going on, and they're always looking to provide unique opportunities for folks.
And you can log on to EmporiaFreedomFest.org, and they have a list of all the activities. You can still register online. And I guess they will allow you to register the day of, but they certainly would prefer you to get those registrations in a bit early. So,
exactly.
And you look at next week, too. I mean, you got so much stuff when it comes to, some of the traditional stuff with the Veterans Roundtable, which is on the calendar for November 9th, and then a couple of new ones, the blood drive and the free screening that are on the calendar, too, early next week.
Yeah, so Monday the 7th, I would encourage people to register at redcrossblood.org. That'll be at the American Legion from noon to 6 p.m. That's presented by the American Legion, the American Legion Auxiliary, so a great opportunity to give, quite literally. Wednesday the 9th, we do have a new activity. Visit Emporia and the No Coast Film Festival have partnered together to bring a free showing. Go for Broke, the 1951 film starring Van Johnson, will be playing for free on the third floor at the Lyon County History Center at 7 p.m. Lyon County State Bank will be providing some free popcorn. And, of course, the History Center has an elevator, so accessible to all. And, again, it's free, so a great opportunity to just get out and enjoy a film with the family, something new to add to the week of activities. Yeah.
Good deal.
And then, of course, there's Veterans Day. We haven't even got to Veterans Day yet with all we've talked about. Naturally, the main festivities take place on Friday, November 11th this year. There'll be the Breakfast on the Go at Presbyterian Manor. There is the parade, of course. And last year, I got to participate in the parade by driving a vehicle for one of the floats. And it was just amazing to see the amount of people out that were there to support, you know, all down Commercial for what was probably a mile or so, just people lining both sides of the street. And that is one of our largest parades and certainly one I would encourage people to get out and support. Followed by the memorial service, of course, at the All Veterans Memorial, the traditional ham and bean feed at the American Legion Post at 11:30. And then that evening, Josh Grayson will be performing in concert at the Emporia Granada Theater. And there is something that we don't have on our calendar that I want to point out. You know, historically, the Chamber and Visit Emporia have led an essay contest and a poster contest with the area students. We have reworked that a little bit, and we have turned it into an open letters to veterans. And we enjoyed doing that essay contest. Gary Post had brought to us a national VFW essay contest, and we decided that that was a very well-run program and an even better opportunity for our students. So we encouraged students from the area to participate, as they always have, but to participate in this essay contest through the VFW. And that allowed us to ask the area students if they would still like to write an open letter to all veterans. And we have received many of those letters, and I must give a shout-out to USD 252. You mentioned them in their honor flight earlier. USD 252 really gets it, and those students have provided hundreds of letters that we're going to post in various locations throughout the community. So the Flint Hills Mall, the VFW and the American Legion, and I myself will actually be going to a few of our senior care facilities to read some of those, select few of those letters to the veterans in those facilities who might not be as mobile and can't get out and see and read these letters. And so that's something that we're really excited to do and happy to interact with our veterans and let them know what their sacrifice and service means to, especially to our youth today.
We would love to get you on for you to read some of those letters, Leland.
Oh, that would be so cool.
I would be happy to do so.
Yeah, can we work something like that out?
Absolutely, we can.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's great that you're getting the response that you are, because, you know, those letters, I can imagine, really, really pack some punch, don't they?
They most certainly do. You know, when we really looked at it, not only did the VFW bring a better organized national level scholarship contest opportunity, but we'd recognize, and as much as we appreciated the volunteer judges that were reading those, we were the only ones getting to see them. And these letters really need to be shared with the people who they're meant to be for. And so that was a change we wanted to make, and we're really excited this year to do that and see how we can continue to expand upon that in the future as well.
I do want to let you know that you mentioned the annual ham and bean feed at the American Legion Post 5 on West 12th. I do believe that VFW Post number 1980 also having a ham and bean feed probably the same time. So
probably.
Options,
yeah, that's the way it's been.
Yeah.
Yep. We need as many ham and beans as we can get.
I won't argue with that.
Yeah.
I might try a bowl from both.
Well, yeah.
Okay. There you go. That sounds good. And then, you know, you'll close things down with the Josh Grayson concert for Friday night, and a wonderful way, really, to highlight, you know, the service of veterans by bringing a veteran in to perform.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's really important. When we talk about honoring those that have served, part of that honoring means giving them space to express themselves, whether that be through art or music performances. whatever that may look like, recognizing the sacrifices they have made, but acknowledging their continued contributions to our communities is certainly a very important part of it.
Well, and you're not done, because the Quilts of Gratitude ceremony is something very special, Leland.
Yeah, and so that's the 13th at the Anderson Building out there on West Highway 50. That's at 1 p.m. on the 13th. Certainly something to see. And then the Veterans Artist People's Choice will be on display throughout the remainder of the month at ESB Financial. And so, again, like we mentioned at the top of the talk, it really is an all-month affair. So
I do want to let people know, too, speaking of the Quilts of Gratitude, you do have applications for these quilts, if I'm not mistaken, down at the Chamber that veterans can fill out and get turned into the Emporia Regional Quilt Guild. These ladies do all this work voluntarily, and they make these quilts especially for veterans, and they're presented by scouts to these veterans in this ceremony. So if you haven't been to one of these, I certainly encourage you to do so. Because these women do wonderful work. These quilts are obviously patriotic in theme. They're tremendous, and I'll tell you what, it means a lot to the veterans who receive them. So it's a very special event, a part of All Veterans Tribute Week. So.
Yeah, and we would have gone to print already, but it's worth mentioning for those that aren't aware, through our website or here at the office, we do run the honor roll through the Emporia Gazette and Shopper, and so if folks would like to have a veteran, a family member or friend that they know of that isn't currently on that roster, they can certainly submit that very brief application to get that name added. So,
okay. Leland, really quickly here, shifting gears, you had a neat announcement here that's involving not really Visit Emporia, but it's involving one of your other pet projects, I should say. Emporia Spanish Speakers is getting some major recognition across the state.
Well, I've actually got two announcements to make very briefly in that respect, a surprise for you that I didn't even know at the time that I mentioned last week to you. But one of those is that Emporia Spanish Speakers just received word yesterday that we're the recipient of a $25,000 partnership with the Kansas Health Foundation through their Building Power and Equity Partnership. And that is significant for us. You know, this is a group that I started 5 years ago as a way to practice Spanish, mostly for myself, just needing people to communicate with. And it has evolved into so much more than I could have imagined at that time. And with that partnership with the Kansas Health Foundation, we're going to be able to do so much more. And through the works we've been doing, we have been recognized, like you were mentioning. And the Kansas Leadership Center produces a publication called The Journal. And Emporia Spanish Speakers and the Emporia community are the featured cover story of the upcoming issue of The Journal. And the Kansas Leadership Center reached out to me, and they wanted to be in Emporia to recognize that honor and have a kind of a luncheon discussion about that. And so on Wednesday, November 16th at 12 o'clock, from about 12 to 1:30, the Kansas Leadership Center and the community is invited to join us at the next level upstairs from Casa Ramos. Casa Ramos will be providing a lunch. And KLC is asking for a suggested donation of $20. That $20 would cover your lunch and also a copy of the journal, an issue of the journal. So it's an extraordinary honor. It's really, I'm very proud that people are interested in this topic. How can we connect our communities through language? And that's certainly the heart of what our work is, connecting our community members, giving them access to resources and opportunities that may have been lacking to them because of a simple language barrier. And how can we as native English speakers work together and perhaps learn a little bit of Spanish in order to better communicate with them and connect with them?
Well, congratulations on that. Much deserved.
Good stuff.
I know you're still moving forward and making great progress on this. And I will say, something that KVOE is in the midst of doing, and that is expanding our Spanish offerings on our website. We do have Spanish programming Sunday afternoon, and we have added a Spanish newscast to what we do, but we are soon to be adding Spanish news to KVOE.com as well here in the very near future. So it's an area that we felt needed to be covered, and certainly needed more exposure. So we're happy to be able to, soon be offering that. So
Ron, I commend you you and the rest of the leadership team there. And I know you've brought on some new resources and interns in particular that are working with that. And it's just, I think it's extraordinary. And I actually heard by chance one day, I was listening to KVUE, returning back to the office from a meeting, and lo and behold, there was Spanish being spoken on KVUE in the afternoon, and I was very excited to hear that. So thank you for that inclusion and working to include all members of our community so that they can receive the news and updates that we all enjoy.
Yeah, quickly, too, I just want to mention, the Veterans Day Parade that's coming up on November 11th at 9:30. We once again will be providing live video coverage. This will be streamed only for the Veterans Day Parade at KVOE.com, but we will have Veterans Day coverage, and then the memorial service, we will have that as well, but we'll have audio and video, and that will be on KVOE coming up at 11. So those activities, we look forward to doing that, and we will be in touch to get you scheduled sometime here soon, Leland, to come on and narrate some of those letters that you were talking
Very
about.
Very good. Yeah. Yep, I'll be at the Presbyterian Manor on Friday the 11th on Veterans Day at around 2, but beyond that, I'd be happy to get on and read so that the entire community can share in hearing what some of these youthful voices have to say.
Outstanding. Leland, thanks so much, and we will definitely be in contact very soon.
Sounds good. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
Leland Ains, Director of Visit Emporia. There's been a lot of visiting Emporia stuff going on here. It's been nonstop. It has been absolutely world-class nonstop.
Whirlwind, world-class nonstop, yes.
Has it not? I mean, every weekend we have just a ton of activities here in and around the Emporia area. I think I saw a Facebook post too. I think up in Bashong, they're, obviously they have great veterans activities up there in North Lane County.
Yep.
And I think they have something coming up in the near future, too. That
I'll check that. I think that's on Sunday, if memory serves me correctly. Or Sunday.
That could very well be.
And I'll check and see what Diane Bednar-Smith has to say about that. And get in contact with her so we can go ahead and flesh that out for you a little bit more.
Hey, and our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Craig Barnwell, CB Financial. Good morning. It's 8:40.
Rappers with the Grammy Award-winning group Migos at a bowling alley.